Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, you can expect mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Down south in Eilut, it's a bright day, great for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, Netanyahu threatens Iran at the Negev conference, stating Israel is ready for any scenario against Tehran. This report coming in just an hour ago. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel and Lebanon have resumed talks in Rome. The discussions aim to clarify the timeline for IDF withdrawal and Hezbollah disarmament. Also this hour, according to JNS, Iran claims responsibility for attacks on Bahrain, Jordan, and the Strait of Hormuz following recent U.S. strikes. This was confirmed earlier today. Separately, I-24 News details a five-hour wave of U.S. strikes targeting Iran's maritime capabilities, with casualties reported. This update is from earlier reporting. And finally, from Forward, the EU may advance a trade ban on Israeli settlements. This news comes from a JTA report earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago about Netanyahu's warning to Iran, stating that any attack will be met with a powerful response. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted earlier today that Netanyahu's message at the Negev summit was a stark warning against any Iranian aggression. Rayland Givens, a commentator, also highlighted Netanyahu's strong stance, emphasizing that any attack from Iran will not go unanswered. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's statement from Israel Hayom. The Prime Minister spoke at the Negev conference, emphasizing Israel's preparedness for any Iranian threat. His comments come amid rising tensions in the region. This warning aims to deter potential aggression from Tehran, signaling Israel's readiness to respond decisively. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's report on Israel-Lebanon talks, these discussions, taking place in Rome, seek to implement a U.S. brokered deal. The focus is on IDF withdrawal and Hezbollah's disarmament, though the timeline remains uncertain. Successful talks could ease regional tensions and foster stability. Meanwhile, JNS reports on Iran's claims of attacks on Bahrain, Jordan, and the Strait of Hormuz. This follows recent U.S. military actions targeting Iranian assets. The UAE confirms casualties, marking a significant escalation. This raises concerns over the security of commercial shipping routes. That strike comes hours after the U.S. completed a five-hour wave of operations, as detailed by I-24 News. The focus was on limiting Iran's ability to disrupt maritime trade. The targeted strikes highlight the ongoing geopolitical friction in the Gulf, impacting global oil markets and regional security. And finally, from Forward on the EU's potential trade ban. The European Union is considering measures against Israeli settlements. This move reflects ongoing debates among EU foreign ministers. Such a ban could strain EU-Israeli relations and impact economic ties with the West Bank. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that Apple's recent $600 billion rally in AI investments is attracting attention. Investors are betting against the AI boom, while Apple shows restraint. This contrasts with tech giants like Microsoft and Google, who are heavily investing in AI infrastructure. Separately, Ynet Business highlights the shifting dynamics in the tech talent war. The focus is no longer on perks, but on employer branding. This change comes amid AI integration and economic uncertainty, affecting how companies attract talent. And finally, from Globes, Germany opposes an EU trade embargo on settlements. German Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul favors dialogue over sanctions, which would need unanimous EU approval. This stance could influence EU policy on Israeli settlements. That's your Israel 18 news update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.